And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of November, 2015. It was on this day, 1793, the feminist and playwright Olympe de Gouges went to the guillotine for sedition. She had spoken out against the revolution because she said women had gained nothing from it. She argued for the equal sharing of property and for laws protecting the rights of women and their children from men who had lied to them and then abandoned them, for which she was sentenced to death. And as she mounted the scaffold, she said to the crowd, "Children of the fatherland, you will avenge my death." It's the birthday of the man who said, "Go forth under the open sky and list to nature's teachings, to him who in the love of nature holds communion with her visible forms. She speaks a various language." William Cullen Bryant, born in Cumington, Massachusetts, 1794, famous for a poem about death that he wrote when he was 17, the poem Thanatopsis. "So live that when thy summons comes to join the innumerable caravan in the silent halls of death, thou go not like the quarry slave at night scourged to his dungeon, but sustained and soothed by an unfaltering trust, approach thy grave like one who wraps the drapery of his couch about him and lies down to pleasant dreams." It's the birthday of the photographer Walker Evans, born at St. Louis, 1903, went off to Paris to become a writer. He said, "I wanted so much to write that I couldn't write a word. So he came back to the United States, felt like a failure. One day picked up a camera, started taking pictures. One of the first pictures he made was of the parade honoring Lindbergh's flight across the Atlantic, 1927. Evans shot the street the parade had just passed through, littered with crumpled handbills and confetti. He went in his own direction. He took pictures of ordinary things, storefronts, signs with marquee lights, views from speeding trains, common tools, people in the New York subways, bedrooms, farmers' bedrooms, what people had on their dressers and in their dresser drawers. He and James Agee did a book about sharecroppers in the Depression years. Let us now praise famous men." Here's a poem for today by Alan Bass, "Deceiving the Gods." The old Jews rarely admitted good fortune, and if they did, they'd quickly add, "Kinahora, let the evil eye not hear. What Dumkopf would think the spirits were on our side?" But even in a tropical paradise laden with sugarcane and coconut, something like the shtetl's wariness exists. In Hawaii, I'm told, a fisherman never spoke directly, lest the gods arrive at the sea before him. Instead, he looked to the sky, the fast-moving clouds, and say, "I wonder if leaves are falling in the uplands. Let us go and gather leaves." So, my love, today, let's not talk at all. Let's be like those couples eating silently in restaurants, barely a word the entire meal. We pitied them, but now I see they were always so much smarter than we were. A poem by Alan Bass, "Deceiving the Gods," from her collection Like a Beggar, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.